Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 10th of May. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Tackle Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear and then show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. On tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy. Our freshwater reporters check in, and we'll finish, as always, with the fly fishing tip of the week. Let's look at some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next full moon is on the 19th of this month. A full moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 180 degrees. At this time, 100% of the moon's visible surface is illuminated. What does it all mean? Well, around the time of the full moon, fish are sluggish and less likely to strike at your choice of fly. You still go fishing, of course you do. You just put in more time and effort. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite, full moon, fisherman's folly. The latest edition of Real Life is out now. Came out beginning of the week, actually. Real Life is published by Fish and Game New Zealand and covers all freshwater fishing in New Zealand. It is sent to your inbox and it is free. How good is it? To get your copy, just go to the Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz, and subscribe to Real Life, R-E-E-L Life. Next week will be the last Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show. After 11 years and approximately 540 Friday nights, the 17th of May, next Friday, will be the last show. The 2019 Salt Fly Festival was held last weekend down in Bowentown. By all accounts, it went very well and fish were landed. That's the important thing. Everyone enjoyed a weekend of saltwater fly fishing, casting instruction, fly tying and guest speakers. Congratulations to the Strip Strike Fly Fishing Club and Rod and Reel Tackle for doing the organising. Well done. Anglers should be aware that the duck shooting season started last weekend. Remember, give the shooters a fair go. They have a much shorter season than us anglers. We can fish all year round. They can only shoot for a very limited time. Give them a fair go. The Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show is on the internet. How do you find it? It's really easy. You go to the website, planetaudio.org.nz/hooked on fly fishing. You can listen to the show at a time that suits you. And there are also archived interviews with fishing experts. planetaudio.org.nz/hooked on fly fishing. Now, 2 weeks ago, the Auckland Fly Fishing Anglers Club had a saltwater fly event in Auckland. We advertised this and talked about it on air, and I spoke to the organiser, Mark Worthington. And he tells me that seven anglers met at Wilson's Beach, which is at the bottom of Victoria Avenue in Remuera. Yes, right in the middle of town. It was low tide and wading was easy as the bottom is a mud and sand mixture on pippy beds. Did they catch fish? Yes, they did. Snapper and karawai. As they were fishing shallow water, the recommended setup was a floating line with a 3 to 4 meter leader and would fly like a chartreuse clouser pattern or a shrimp pattern. Mark tells me that this area fishes best between December and April, so they were right on the edge last week. He's already looking forward to next year's event and has already penciled in a date in March 2020 when the tides will be right. Thanks for info, Mark. It's very good. If you're interested in fly fishing in the Auckland area, go to the website of the Auckland Fly Fishing Anglers Club, which is afac.org.nz. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment in general, you can contact me by emailing me, Colin, on col.pamatextra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Okay, let's look at some weather with Met Service. The Auckland Marine Forecast. The situation. A front weakens over the North Island today, followed by a ridge over the country. A low moves across New Zealand on Sunday and early Monday. This is followed by another ridge. Now the forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours Saturday. Variable 5 knots. Northeast 10 knots developing in the evening, sea slight. Areas of morning fog possible, otherwise mostly sunny with evening cloud. Now for Hauraki Gulf in the area from Bremerhead to Cape Colville, Saturday. Variable 5 knots. Northeast 15 knots developing in the evening, sea slight, mostly sunny. The outlook for all areas Sunday, northerly, rising to 25 knots in the morning, but 30 knots about the Gulf. Changing northwest 15 knots everywhere in the evening. A few showers, turning to rain for a time. Good forecast for the harbours Saturday, be careful Sunday. Met Service Waikato, if you're fishing in the Waikato region, Saturday. Low cloud or fog morning and night, otherwise fine. Light winds, then northerlies developing in the evening. Sunday in the Waikato, a few showers, then rain from afternoon with possibly heavy falls. Strong northerlies turning westerly overnight and rain easing to showers. Rotorua anglers, good evening. Forecast for Saturday, low cloud or fog morning and night, otherwise fine. Sunday in Rotorua, a few showers, then rain from afternoon with possibly heavy falls. Northerlies becoming strong in the morning. Rain easing overnight with a change to southwesterlies. Met Service Taupo, Saturday. Low cloud or fog morning and night, otherwise fine, light winds. Sunday in Taupo, a few showers, then rain from afternoon with possibly heavy falls. Northerlies becoming strong in the morning. Rain easing overnight with a change to southwesterlies. Now, if you're fishing in the Taumanui region, the Whanganui, the Whakapapa rivers, excuse me, the Saturday forecast, low cloud or fog morning and night, otherwise fine. Light winds, then northerlies developing in the evening. Sunday in Taumanui, a few showers, then rain from afternoon with possible heavy falls. Strong northerlies turning westerly overnight and rain easing to showers. Now, if you're down on the Canterbury Plains for our South Island listeners, your forecast for Saturday, foggy and cloudy, gradually clearing in the morning and early afternoon. Then fine, apart from evening, high cloud, northeasterlies. Sunday on the Canterbury Plains, cloud increasing and possible afternoon showers. Evening rain as northerlies change to strong southerly, possible gale. Be careful. Thanks to Met Service for those reports. We do appreciate that. Now, let's look at some river levels. The Puni River is 23 kilometres south of Te Awamutu, is currently at 7.8 metres and rising. It's flowing at 3.3 cubic metres per second and rising. Desperately needs this water. The Mangatutu River, the next one over, is at 1 metre. It's flowing at 0.89 of a cubic and rising. The Ohanamuri River, measured at Karangahake between Pairoa and Waihee, is currently at 11.7 metres and rising. It's flowing at 1.5 cubics and rising. Tauranga Taupo River, the southern end of Lake Taupo, is at 0.2 of a metre. Very low for this river, needs more rain. The Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is at 75.5 metres. That's steady. It's flowing at 3.9 cubic metres per second. That's an improvement from last week. The Nongataha River at State Highway 5 is at 1.4 cubic metres per second. That's up on last week. And the level is 0.68 of a metre. The river's in good condition. The Whakapapa River is currently at 11.1 cubics, down from a high of 14.4 this week. The Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 22.1 cubic metres. It's been steady all week. The Mighty Tongariro, measured at Turangi, is at 23.9 cubics, down from 24. Pretty steady. Now, as we've heard from the forecast, all these rivers will rise this weekend, particularly Saturday night and Sunday. Enjoy the fishing. Be careful when wading. Thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy for the information. Excellent real-time monitored websites. Thank you. Okay, we're now going to have a very quick break in the first of our fishing reports.
It was a filthy block of flats. Trash was on the floor, a stink was in my nose, hinges off the doors. She took me in her room, I was big and spare. Fixed me up a drink, turned down all the lamps. And the rain fell down, and the the phone kept ringing, and we made sweet love. Why do we live in this strange great town? They build it up and let it all fall down. Feel like we're living in a battleground. Everybody's jammed. This strange gray town, the paint is peeling and the sky turned brown. The baggers are wet cause every Thursday night they just vomit on the ground. The rain fell down, the cold gray town, and the song kept ringing.
You're listening to Hooked On Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident and an even longer-time Rotorua angler. He's an expert angler, don't you worry about that. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him about fishing the Rotorua region. Good evening, Bert.
Thank you.
Good, are you? Are you well?
Are you hanging in there, one foot off the other?
Very good. We just played Rain Fell Down by the Rolling Stones from their album A Bigger Bang. Because your forecast for Sunday is heavy showers, then rain, possibly heavy falls, northerly strong, change to southwesterlies. Ooh, it's all coming down on Sunday.
Yeah, well, we already had in the last 24 hours quite a bit of rain, so much so that they've had to open the gates a little bit at Kerry Falls, which is good news. Unfortunately, it's also very busy down there. They had a safety training day, actually, for the rafters, for the guides. So that was entertaining, watching rafts leap about 20 feet in the air from the water. How they had them tied to the gates, and so it made it pretty much impossible to fish there. But there are fish around, and the trap at Tarawera has been producing some incredibly fantastic conditioned rainbows at the moment. I'm just looking at a picture of one now at the moment, which is around about 58 centimetres long, maybe, but it's pretty much a football size, and coloured up amazingly well, and jack. So you generally get your jacks in first and your hens come in afterwards, and just before we had that last lot of rain in the last 24 hours, there were quite a number of big jacks, and I'm talking, you know, good size jacks, sitting actually under where the water intake is for the gates. There's like several big chambers in there, and just about every one had a huge rainbow sitting just inside it, and they're all jacks, and they're all on their own now, obviously, because they tend to get a bit scrappy this time of the year. So that was quite interesting, and I did get interest from one. Now if I hooked it, I don't know what the hell I'd done with it, but yeah, it would have been entertaining if nothing else. So the water flows are sort of starting to come up again, which should stimulate some fish. Also, the top end of Okere Falls and a number of other places, if you have a look on the Lynn side, I think I mentioned it last week, the Lynn side has where the weed spraying has been done on various lakes around the area, and one of them was the top end of Okere Falls, and it did make a difference. It did tend to shunt the fish out, and has caused quite a bit of weed breakage, so you're getting quite a bit of weed coming down there at times, but it certainly needed it. It was getting clogged up out there. But overall, you know, this next lot of rain coming in, it should be absolutely fantastic. The stream should be absolutely beautiful to fish, particularly if it's going to be really heavy, then we need to get out there a bit earlier, sort of as it rains, or as early in the morning as you can if it rains overnight, because that colouring water will certainly provide some pretty good fishing, I imagine. It normally does. And, of course, all the other places around the area, liberation points and traditional spawning spots on the lakes are going to be starting to build up numbers of fish as well. So it's looking absolutely fantastic at the moment.
And the weather's, it's pretty warm. I see you're talking 17, 18 degrees during the day. That's pretty nice this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is quite warm during the day when we have a northerly, and we've had a couple of those. But when we get to southerly, it's a little bit different. Temperature's dropped. It's dropped a wee bit tonight. We have an incredibly clear sky at the moment. Oh, yeah, and you've got the little bit of moon up. Heaps of stars starting to poke their faces out. And so it's and it's very still. No wind whatsoever. So it's going to make it a bit cooler tonight. So you need to make sure when you're out and about that you don't get caught out with a cold snap, because temperatures, we are, we're up in the volcanic plateau, and of course temperatures can really drop very, very quickly.
Yes. I see you've got south westerlies coming on Monday, and your temperature drops down to 5 degrees.
Yeah, well, we've had a few frosts here the last couple of weeks. Not big. I'm still picking tomatoes, which is totally unusual for Rotorua, but yeah, I picked a few this morning and had a tomato sandwich. It was pretty good too. So, you know, it's been a very mild entry into autumn, and we do need the cold snaps now to really start stimulating things, and a fair bit of rain with it, and we desperately need rain. It is very, very dry still down here.
Well, you've had a very dry summer, same as the lower Waikato, Te Awamutu. They need rain. Yeah, no, it's all good. It's positive stuff. It's
absolutely
not a problem,
yeah,
at all. It's going to put a bit of colour in the rivers, put a bit of flow in, it'll turn over the stones, give them a fresh, fish will start moving.
Yep, they certainly will, and yeah, the fish that have already been up have been there long enough now to survive a decent flood coming through of fresh. So in 3 years' time, we should start to see fish coming in earlier again, because those will have survived quite easily. Usually it's quite turbulent weather at this time of the year, but not this year.
It's very stable, yeah, and it's looking pretty good long term, certainly for another couple of weeks anyway. Now, what have you heard about the main lake, the big lake, Rotorua? How's that going, temperature-wise?
Temperature's right down now. The temperatures in all the lakes have dropped. It's been quite good. So, we're heading into the winter now. Fish are moving in. They're being caught in shallow water, sort of down to about 10 metres deep water. They're starting to build up, particularly late in the afternoon at some of the spawning areas, but, you know, places like Gisborne Point, Ruto Bay, and even off Hauparu Bay drop-off, it can be quite good there too. So certainly worth jigging and harling. On a hot, sunny day, it needs to go down a bit deeper. They move out into the deeper water, even with clear skies and a 17-degree air temperature, that some will pour through there and heat them up for you. But anyway, so they'll go a bit deeper during the day.
Okay, very good. Now, many anglers around?
Not a lot. There's numbers are starting to build up now. You always get the early guys. Certainly with a look coming down, though. You know, you can spend a weekend down here, you could have an absolute ball. It will be patchy at the moment, but when there's any rain coming down, there will be fish coming in, and just a matter of planning your trip and planning how you're going to attack the situation that you have at the time.
Okay, I understand. Now, that's why we want to talk to you, Bert. How do people get hold of you, please?
You can get a hold of me on 027-289-6079. Click us a text or give us a call, and I'll update you on what's happening around the area.
Well, there's the offer, anglers. Bert Robinson, Rotorua fly fisher. Text or call on 027-289-6079. Ask any questions you like. He will help you out. That's what he's done, and he's done that for an awful long time, and it is appreciated.
Yeah, a couple of years.
Well, more than that. It's many, many years we've been talking about fly fishing.
Yeah, it's been a few. I heard you've been on air for about 11 years or something.
That's right. I finish up next Friday as the last show.
Yeah, well, it's a big milestone, and, I'm sure the anglers out there have appreciated the fact that you're actually on here. I mean, it's all very well thanking those who contribute, but you're the one that's actually made the whole thing possible. Because without you, our voices wouldn't have been heard from around the Auckland region in particular.
No, we do appreciate your input, Bert. We'll talk about that next week anyway. All right, now that's Bert Robinson, Rotorua Fly Fishing, 027-289-6079. Thank you, Bert. Catch you next week.
Oh, good. I'll be here somewhere.
Thank you, Bert.
Yeah, bye.
See ya. Mr. Bert Robinson. 027-289-607. Now, many people ring or text him. He doesn't mind. It's free. You say, I'm thinking I'm coming down on Tuesday or Saturday. Where's the wind and where should I go and what fly should I use? That's what he does. Good work. Thanks, Bert. Okay, quick break. More fishing stuff. Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Now, Stella Gordon, as a long-time resident of the Taupo Turangi area. And Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau, and that's exactly where we want to speak to her and find out what the hell's going on. Good evening, Stella.
Hello, how are you, Colin?
Very good, thank you.
Haven't spoken to you for a moment or two.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. That's why we're going to have a big catch-up. Tell me, what's happening in your region?
Well, we've had a little bit of rain, which is our first rain that's actually been forecast and actually fallen for a little while, although I must admit that over the last 2 or 3 weeks we have had a little bit of rain, but not a great deal. So generally speaking, the weather has been absolutely superb, as you all probably well know. Very calm, very collected, no wind, oily calm on the lake, and lake level dropping and rivers likewise. Overnight we had 2 or 3 mils, which is surprising really, the just carrying a bit of debris down the river. So I wandered down to the lake edge before, you know, right about 4 o'clock, thinking to myself I may have a wee swim, but certainly it's evident what did fall, even though it wasn't a great deal. But we need a little bit more to encourage a few more fish in, although I must admit that in all the rivers there are certainly fish that are coming into the lower reaches, holding, moving in and moving out on a fairly regular basis, and they are all very, very low and clear. So, yeah, we're beginning to perhaps look like we may get a little bit of additional rain in the next couple of days.
Yeah, your forecast for Sunday for the Taupo region is rain from afternoon with possibly heavy falls Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to know whether we actually get it. I mean, our forecasts have been so widely off the mark for the last 3 or 4 weeks. So, you know, I mean, it may be that if it glances down and we may get it, hopefully we do, because we definitely need some rain to bring those fish, because those fish are certainly holding off all the males at this point. And by now, if you actually think about last year and the year before, we probably had end of January, beginning of March, significant numbers of fish that had moved into the rivers, but then we had a much fuller lake, and certainly the water table was a lot higher. So this year's just one of those years where we've had very little rain and very little wind.
Yeah, and see, your temperatures are still holding up. You're not lovely downtown temperatures.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Now, do you remember about 2 or 3 months ago, Eugenie Sage?
Yes.
She got in a, it caused a bit of a flap. Have you heard any more what happened about that, what she was going to do to fly fishing and trout fishing and freshwater fishing?
Haven't heard anything.
It's gone very
not
quiet.
Not a word.
Very, quiet.
Possibly she was told to pull ahead in, which is probably more realistic. But no, we haven't heard a word. And I would imagine that in reality she probably, like they often do, talk out of turn or uninformed, which then makes life a little bit more difficult for them. But no, it was a great concern, that the comments that she made, and it is, as you say, unusual that we haven't heard anything further, but maybe there is a reason for that, if we can well imagine.
Maybe, yeah. Now, I've just been talking to Bert Robinson in Rotorua. He's noticed a little drop-off in numbers. How's your number of anglers going down there?
Lots, because by sort of, once you have the school holidays over, which we have had, you tend to find that the fishermen are out and about, and there's certainly reasonable numbers around at the moment. I went across the Tongariro. There were, you know, any number of rods below the bridge, and quite a few that were actually hanging over the bridge looking to see what was happening under the bridge. And definitely, you know, the TT, the Waimarino, even when we've done quite a bit of fossicking over the last 2 or 3 weeks, Pete and I, surprising really. I mean, the Waimarino mouth, the TT mouth has been particularly busy. You've almost had to book your seat if you've wanted to fish the mouth nighttime and daytime.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's got two fairly consistent mouths at the moment. So, you know, we've got two very nice rips, but with this little bit of additional rain, you may find that that's actually blown out again. But look, realistically, the fishermen are out and about. A lot of people obviously book ahead, so therefore there'll be people that have booked for 2 weeks after school holidays, hoping that the rain would be here. But really, in reality, as you said, our daytime temperatures, we haven't really had much under 20 now since before Christmas. And, you know, the water temperature here, even the lake edge, is still 16, 17 degrees, which is really quite unusual. We've had a few very heavy you know, dews, lots in fact, which has not necessitated us having to, you know, water the garden and those sorts of things. But in reality, we've had a couple of touches of frost, but really nothing of any significance. I mean, you get a cooler morning, you may even get a cooler evening, but in between, it's absolutely superb.
Okay. What about stream mouse? How are they going in the evenings, change of light?
Well, I have been fishing that little Whitey Topo stream, and I've been doing that now for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and it really generally has been what I'd call particularly slow, and it is unusual from the point of view that you would expect there'd be a few more fish than there are. But if you think about the lake edge being so warm, even though those streams, even like the Waitahi and the Hanimaia, even though they have volume and they are extremely cold, and especially those that come out of the ground, the spring-fed streams, you would expect there'd be a few more fish, and there aren't. But, you know, with the water temperature as it is, I don't think there's going to be any change for some time. Although I must admit, though, this week I've caught some very nice fish at the little Whitey Topo stream, ones and twos. So they're certainly coming in. And, you know, you go out there and you hear a splash, which sounds like a whale. It turns out to be something that's 3 pounds. But in reality, it's very positive. Whereas, you know, I have fished quite hard. And, you know, when I think about it, most nights for an hour and a half, and with very little luck. So it's very positive to see that those fish are moving. The TT mouse, though, has fished very consistently now, probably for the last 2 to 3 weeks. And there's been, as most people will, if you've been talking to people, significant numbers that have been holding in the river, even though it's so desperately low and clear, you know, up to 200 to 300 in a group coming in, going out on a fairly regular basis. And that's quite normal. Those fish are waiting to move.
Okay, those fish that you have caught at the stream mouse, what flies have you been using, Stella?
I've just been using my standard Lumo, just my green backed dole fly.
Yes.
And I mean, obviously, I've used a variety of streamers. I tend to use something that, if it's a, I don't really worry about whether it's a bright night or whether it's not a bright night, but I do change my lure. So I've been using Scotch Poachers. I've also been using something that I actually make, which has got marabou, and it's also got a little green body, which is usually quite lethal this time of year. But most of the fish that I have caught have been on my Lumo dole fly, my greenback Lumo dole fly, smaller patterns, because obviously we've had no wave motion at all, so very, very quiet. So I tend to use much smaller patterns on quite a long leader, and most of the fish that I've caught have been caught in quite close.
Okay, you fish your feet first.
Always.
That's the one. Now, just before we go, you mentioned the Taupo, the TT Streammouth. Have you seen my cousin Peter Gould down there lately?
No, I haven't, but I would imagine that he'd be one that's paid for his ticket. Because I tell you what, I mean, honestly, it's been unbelievable. There's certainly been some very, very nice fish that have been taken, both browns and rainbows. So I would imagine he's got a spot, and because he's a little bit taller than I am, he would be able to slot in quite nicely. But, you know, realistically, I'm quite happy. I'm quite happy to fish inside of the mouth. I mean, there simply have been so many fish and so many fish moving that those that have fished inside of the mouth, as I do, have done quite well as well. So, you know, it's a good sign.
It is. Thank you.
I think it's going to be a fantastic season, because we had huge amounts of wind over the summer months. We had very little fish take, if you think about boaties being out on the lake. And as a result of that, there's certainly a lot of fish that are around and waiting to move.
Okay. Lovely to catch up, Stella. We do appreciate it. And I'd love
to
talk to you next Friday, please.
Absolutely. I'll be here.
Thank you, Stella.
Have a great
evening.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stella Gordon, there you go. Thank you for that, Stella. Okay, quick break, then more fishing stuff.
You're awful bright, you're awful smart. I must admit, you broke my heart. The awful truth is really sad. I must admit, I was awful bad. While lovers laugh and music plays, I stumble by and I hide my pain. The lamps are lit, the moon is gone. I think I cross the road. it pumps from passing cars. A couple watch me from above. A band just played the wedding march and the cornerstone.
Listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Martin Langlands, well, he's an interesting character. Martin is based in the South Island, a place called Darfield, actually. And Martin has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor, and a fishing guide. Now, Martin's aim when he's with fishing with a client is to be innovative, informative, friendly, and professional. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him on a Friday night. Good evening, Martin.
Hello, Colin. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you. You're well down there?
Really good, thank you. Very sad that this is our last time.
No, next Friday, last one.
Next Friday?
Next Friday.
Oh, brilliant.
Yep,
okay.
Okay. Now, I've just been talking to Bert and Rotorua and Stella and Turangi. They're both expecting rain on Saturday night, Sunday.
Yep.
And your forecast is pretty much the same, and they're very pleased it's coming.
Are they?
Yes. What about you? Do you need it down there?
No, not really. No. Look, it's been a really interesting week since we last spoke. River conditions have been really good this week.
Okay.
But we had rain yesterday and last night. It sort of just brought quite a few of the winter options into a high flow, which is a little bit of a negative, but anyway, still part of it.
Yeah, well, this is just what happens. Your temperatures
I get it. They'd love rain. I mean, rain's good up there, isn't it? Warmer water temperatures and the like sort of cool it down a wee bit.
That's right.
Yeah, we've had a little bit too much, but hey, that's not all bad. I mean, the lakes are in good shape.
Okay.
So, the few lakes that are open for winter options. And, there's the odd sort of foothill river that is open for fishing, which is in reasonable shape.
What about river mouths?
River mouth?
Yeah, where can we go for river mouth fishing?
Yeah, okay, sure. Where I live in North Canterbury region, not a lot of that happening.
Okay.
If you wanted to do that, your best bet's to do the river mouth, and they are really hot, by the way, right now, there's no question, would be Lake Aviemore, Lake Benmore, like where the Ahuriri River comes into Lake Benmore.
Yeah.
They would be your best river mouths right now in the Waitaki Lakes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's three basic lakes there, Waitaki being the lowest, Aviemore the middle, Benmore the top. That'd be the best. But, Tekapo as well, Ohau. So, more your central South Island and even into the Queenstown area, the Wanaka, Wakatipu area, that'd be your best bet for stream mouth fishing.
Okay.
Our lakes close for May and then they open, Colin, after Queen's Birthday weekend.
Yes,
of the lakes.
When's that?
When our stream mouths in this area become more pertinent.
Okay. Now, when's Queen's Birthday? Beginning of July?
Yeah, end of June, I think, or beginning of June, so it's not long.
Oh, okay, okay. I understand. Now, I suppose a lot of anglers have gone now.
Yeah, look, a lot of it's finished for sure down here. I mean, there are still some really good fishing options, there's no question. Yeah, for the most part, it's really good lake fishing, Lake Brunner. As I say, those lakes down there, there's a few river options, but it's a little bit, you have to sort of eke it out. I mean, the Waimakua area and some of the big braided rivers that I often refer to, we're fishing well. I fished the Waimakua area on Monday, and that was really good. I had a nice session out there for about 3 hours. I hooked four fish and landed one.
Okay.
But that's gone from 65 cumecs to 120. Oh. Not a huge flow, but definitely, higher.
Okay, and what sort of fly did you use, Martin?
I used some intruder flies, basically. So what I was doing, the water was slightly chalky and a little high. So what I was doing is floating line, longer leader, weighted intruders and casting them up and swinging them. So basically swinging like you guys do on the Tongariro.
Yeah, okay, I get you. Okay, very good. Now, as you say, you moved into your winter period now. I notice on your Facebook page and stuff like that, you're doing a lot of fly tying. You get lots of orders for flies at this time of year. So you're pretty busy doing that, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. Yep, very much so. Yep. Yeah, love doing it too. So, doing a lot for the North Island, obviously, some for the South Island, but, I certainly do a lot. The intruders, the streamers, the heavy nymphs for Tongariro, you know, the drop of flies. So, yep, yeah, I mean, you guys, this is a nice thing about you, where you live. You're just sort of coming into your own, really, aren't you?
Yeah, well,
it's up from now on.
Well, yeah, well, it goes all year because in the summertime I like to fish the little streams in the Waikato region.
Sure.
Just T-shirts and stuff like that.
Yep. And look, the South Island tends to be a bit more like that too. I think, you know, we're primarily a spring and summer fishery, but, you know, there are good winter options and more people are turning on to them.
Yeah. And then starting from now, we start heading down towards Turangi. And,
yeah, exactly.
So it goes all year. We're very lucky, aren't we?
Oh, really lucky. So, no, that's, and for me too, you know, real lucky. I really enjoy tying flies for that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the old... you know, orange tungsten beads, woolly buggers for the stream mousin, taupo, rotorua, the smelt, you know, the heavy bombs, you know, a lot of orders for, you know, 4 to 5.5 millimetre tungsten bead bombs for the Tongariro.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of stuff like that.
You need to get down, eh?
You need to get down. You need to get deep at this time of year. That's why the other day when I fished the Waimak, I was using intruders, you know, basically just swinging them across. It's all about down, you know, all of the top stuff's finished.
Yeah, fair enough, I understand. All right, now we do appreciate that. Now, how do people get hold of you, Martin?
Can you can find me on Facebook, Martin Langlands, L-A-N-G-L-A-N-D-S, or you can come to my website, www.troutlands.com.
Okay, have a look at that, Anglers, troutlands.com, and Martin Langlands on Facebook. He's a very good fly tyer.
Thank you.
You were a commercial fly tyer for a long time.
I have been since the early 80s.
Yeah, yeah, so an awful long time, very experienced. You go in there, you book 10 of these and 4 of those and 16 of those and 83 of them.
That's what we like.
And then you put together...
No, nice talking, Colin, but no, so lakes is what it's all about. You know, the West Coast lakes that are open.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little bit shy of options for here right now. Probably a good time just for anglers to take it easy, spend time with your family and get your garden sorted.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's the tip, anglers. Martin Langlands, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Catch you next
week. Last week.
Thank you, Martin.
See ya.
Bye. Bye. Here we go. Martin Langlands on Facebook. And have a look at his website, troutlands.com. There's all sorts of fishing DVDs, fly tying videos. Well, there's everything. Fly fishing, that's what he's done. And has done it since about the 1980s. He has an awful lot of clients from all around the world, all the time. Okay, thank you, Martin. Okay. We're just coming up towards the end of the show. We've got 1:13 to go. So, we haven't got a fly fishing tip of the week this week, but what I've got is a fly fishing quote. Now, this quote is from someone called Hugh Falk, F-A-L-K. The fly fishing quote of the week. There is great truth in the saying that the best fly to use is the one you believe in. I think that's quite right. It's very accurate. Okay. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Rod and Reel have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Don't you worry about that. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel are very good and they will help you choose that gear and then show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, as we mentioned at the top of the show, next Friday, the 17th of May, will be the last time that the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show is on the air. We've been going over 11 years, about 540 shows. You can go to the website, planetaudio.org.nz, Hooked on Fly Fishing, /hooked on fly fishing, and you can download the archived interviews with fishing experts. Okay, until next week, good fishing and tight lines.